Welcome to the Fan Experience, a Phoenix Rising supporters podcast. Stick around for interviews, analysis, fan stories, and our love affair with Phoenix Rising. And now, to kick things off, is your host, Niall McCarthy.
Phoenix Rising family, welcome to a bonus episode of the Fan Experience. This is a short episode where we hear from USL lead analyst Devin Kerr talk about Rising's next game, an away game on Sunday, September the 5th against Tacoma Defiance. Many Rising supporters will know Devin Kerr as the voice of Phoenix Rising, as he calls our games on ESPN Plus and on the local broadcast, that's CW61. Here's my conversation with Devin. Stick around afterwards to hear about our next episode, a special 20th anniversary episode. I think we should be nervous, Devin. We've got a 44% win rate on the road. They've got an over 60% win rate at home, and they've just been doing really well in their last six games or so, bar one.
But not just in their last six games, but they're unbeaten at home in eight matches overall. Think about who they've beaten. Just so whether it's earlier on this season or recently, this team has beaten San Diego Loyal. Now I'm talking about at home, folks. They've beaten San Diego Loyal. They've beaten Orange County. Okay. Galaxy 2, which at that point in time, early to mid-June, Galaxy was still playing a bit better, right? The performances were, again, you run it back again. You smack San Diego. It was a 2-1 game, but it wasn't a 2-1 game, right? And so just they've been so good at home. I mean, they are insane. Wade Weber has put something in the water out there, Phoenix fans. Be careful, because you guys love that call by Mike Watts. What's in the water? It's Michael Jordan's special sauce from the original Space Jam is out there. So be really careful in the Pacific Northwest. This is a sleeper game. It's a trap game for sure. You got to be really, really careful. And more importantly, you have to be careful because you come off a couple of things. You come off a 0-0 draw against Sacramento. Sacramento was the better team at Wild Horse Pass. You go on the road and lose. I don't put merit into it, but it's still a loss and it does something to a team's psyche. Then you get a decent win. I thought the New Mexico United game was actually a decent win. That's a 3-1 or a 3-0 game, to be honest. That was more of mistakes from Rising than it was being beaten in situations by New Mexico United. So that's a 3-1 or a 3-0 game. But now you go on the road two more matches, and then you come home to Vegas. And I say that because those are three teams. You should look at the schedule and go, we'll be fine. That's 9 points. I'm not saying that. Absolutely not. Especially the Tacoma game. And then Galaxy 2, they will pull out weighted gloves, swing above their weight class, hit anything that's in their path, and swing it air until the day that they die. They don't care. They have nothing to lose because those kids are fighting for livelihood within their club, not within the game. They're fighting to get to the next level on their roster, in that team sheet, in their club, and move into LA Galaxy. They don't care about Phoenix Rising. They care about their well-being. And a lot of those kids, and I say this with the most respect ever, a lot of those kids don't come with a very big upbringing. They're impoverished. They have rough childhood. They'll scrap. They will run you into the ground. They will scrap. They will fight. And the fact that they're doing that at home and Rising is on the road and Rising struggles with their form, these are a very scary three games if I'm a Rising fan.
We've got a lot to look forward to from my perspective. Are you going to be on the call? Are you on our CW61 for that game?
I am not. I have a college game. I'm sorry. I recently picked up, I had had some opportunities with them recently or last year, but I got an opportunity with the ACC network I couldn't say no to. And unfortunately, there were some casualties along the way. Some of the Rising games were involved. Two to be exact. So this is one of them. So just think, one Rising game that I had to say no to, and I apologize. And then one more. But otherwise, I'm around. I'm here.
All right.
Like
good
it or not.
Deal. Good deal. We love tuning in to you. Devin, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Appreciate everything you all do. Thank you so much. Be well.
Kickoff for that game is 1:30 p.m. Phoenix time on Sunday. Can't wait. Our next episode, Phoenix Rising family, will drop on Tuesday, September the 7th. This will be our 20th episode, an anniversary episode, and it's shaping up to be a very special show. Not only will we have more from our conversation with Devin Kerr, but also analytics specialist John Morrissey will join us to kick off what I hope will be many segments focusing on Phoenix Rising tactics. If you're on Twitter, you've probably seen John's amazing analysis videos he puts out under the handle at USL Tactics. John did a special segment all about Phoenix Rising just for our podcast listeners, and it's absolute money. Don't miss it. As if hearing from Devin Kerr and from USL Tactics isn't enough for a very special 20th anniversary episode, we have a surprise guest coming in to talk to us after the Tacoma game. It'll be this guest's first time coming on the show. You know him, you love him, so don't miss him in episode 20. Until then, Phoenix Rising family, have a fantastic Labor Day weekend, and I'll see you back here on the Fan Experience podcast on Tuesday. I really do want our boys to beat Tacoma Defiance 4-0, and I'll be screaming at the TV for the full 90 minutes, and I know you will too. Thanks for listening, good luck to our boys on the road, and go Rising!